Good morning, everyone. God bless you. I would just like to welcome you to this daily devotional, A Spark of Hope. My name is Javier. I am so honored and have the pleasure to speak to you about God's word today. The core verse I want to go off of today is Isaiah 53, verse 5. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds, we are healed. That means the perseverance that Christ endured on the cross was for us. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace today was on him, and by his wounds, we are healed. Some practical steps we can take is reflect on the cross. It's not just a symbol. It's not just something we wear around our neck. It's the reason why we get to walk freely today. So spend time meditating on the significance of Christ's sacrifice for you personally. It's a personal, it's a relationship. Get to know why Jesus did what he did. Another step we can take is live out your faith. Demonstrate your gratitude by living in a way that honors his sacrifices. Show your love and forgiveness to others, because without forgiveness, if Jesus didn't want to show us love, then we wouldn't be here today. So be like Jesus. Be one to show love and forgiveness, because Jesus forgave when he was on the cross and people were making fun of him. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." In the same way, I think we should be like that. Another step we can take is participate in communion. Engage in his sacred practice to remember the depth of his perseverance and love for you. Communion isn't just drinking something. It's not just putting bread in your mouth. The bread is his body that was pierced and tormented for our transgressions, for our sins, so we can walk freely today. No, it's something personal. But other questions we have is, why was Christ's sacrifice necessary? The answer is to atone for our sins. Like it says in Romans 5:8, his sacrifice is the reason why when we sin, we get to get back up and repent, because he didn't let us be bound to death and sin. Another question is, what does Jesus's perseverance on the cross demonstrate about God's love? The answer is that God loves us deeply, willing to endure the great suffering for our sake. John 3:16. And the thing is about this, God's word doesn't lie. This says it in the word, but not only does it say it, Jesus showed that he truly meant it by living it out. Another question we have is, how can we respond to Jesus' sacrifice in our daily life? The answer is by living surrendered to him and sharing the gospel, like Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20 say. So throughout all of this, Christ didn't die on the cross for nothing. He had a meaning behind everything that he went through. With the words he said, the actions he took, it was all for us to live it out right here, right now, and today. So spend time meditating on the significance of it. Live out your faith. Participate in communion. Make it personal. Whenever you look at Christ and you see that he died for you, make that personal. My Father died for me so I can live freely today. Know that it was necessary for us to be where we are today. His perseverance showed how much he loved us. And we need to respond to that by being surrendered to him and sharing the gospel so other people know that this wasn't just something that's in a book. This is why we are who we are today. So I pray that this will put a spark of hope in your life and in your faith to keep moving forward. And I pray that you would all have a blessed day.